Didn't quite happen that one.
I know you said in another interview some time back that you recognised her straight away because she had this streak in her hair.
It was very distinctive. She was very.
And then Kylara said that she recognised you because you stood out from the crowd.
Yeah, that's what I am like going in, unfortunately. And Kai's like that as well. We're both with him as not people that stand aside from the crowd.
Well, it wasn't hard to spot him because he was a giant and he was the only one walking around. He told me what he'd be wearing, and he was, of course, lugging his little carry luggage with him. But it was one of those things, you know, sometimes you meet someone and it feels like you've known him a very long time. And I have felt that way with Andy. I felt that way even before we met in person, just talking to him online, that he was so easy to, you know, write to, and he made me laugh, and there were just so many things we had in common. And yeah, when he walked there, I don't think he would have had to have told me what he was wearing. It was like seeing an old friend that I hadn't seen in a very long time. I recognized him right away.
Wow.
Well, Colleen, you've got this coming shortly, because what kind of it though, and the viewers don't know, is I'm actually hoping we took the Colleen next weekend, and I'm not when I'm down in London myself.
That's what I was going to say, 22nd of November, that's right. So I shall be doing. I'm bringing my MP3 player along, because I wanted to do an interview with you. About your poetry and about what is happening with the poetry group Trio Writers. So I got that one. Yeah, I was going to get that one prepared, and then.
That's good to me.
Yeah, it'd be really good actually, because then, you know, it'd be really good to sort of like. It will be in a poetic and literary sort of environment anyway, so it would be an interesting, you know, interview.
That's good to me. What I'm actually doing when I'm in London, apart from seeing you, Colleen, next week.
I know you're going to see a, what do you call it, a writer, isn't it, or
I'm actually a musician, actually, I'm stopping with. Do you remember, I don't know if you've heard this, Kai. I've actually worked on some tunes with Russian musician, actually.
Yeah, Pampadoros or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Well, I'm stopping with him, actually, so on the Saturday night, so. And as I say, I've not actually met him before, so we've been speaking a lot.
So will he be coming down to, will he be coming down with you?
No, we're meeting him afterwards, because he's got a two-year-old son, and it's his son's birthday on Saturday.
Right.
So I'm seeing him afterwards. We're going to meet up at his house probably towards early evening. I'll pop down to a concert then to go meet a friend of mine that he doesn't know.
Oh, right.
You've always got something fun planned, Andy. Always. Every time
I talk to you. Last time I had a quiet weekend where I sat down and watched TV, I was about 22 or 23. That was a few years ago, that was.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to do that long ago.
Well, you know, the other day I had to confirm with Andy, you see, what was happening today. And your mother picked up the phone. And
you confused her completely.
Your mother picked up the phone, and what was I going to say? I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. But that's right. But she said you were going to return at midnight. I thought of Cinderella. The first thing I thought of was Cinderella.
It wasn't midnight, I got back.
She said you were going to return at midnight.
I did tell her I was going to be late back, and it was even later than that, because I ended up bumping into someone on the way back, and I ended up with a 10-minute conversation after we got off the train, 10 hours. So.
So immediately I thought of Cinderella, you see.
Well, I have had some people say I look like a pumpkin.
No, there was, you know, it was around about the time when, was it November, remember the 5th of November, no, it wasn't, it was just last week, Bonfire, I don't know when, Bonfire night, just after, I was thinking of the pumpkin, Cinderella. And turn it back into. I thought, well, that does sound, Andy, because you work really hard, don't you? You work practically all the hours at God's end.
I work all sorts of hours. So the other person that works harder than me is Kelly, because of all the music she does. So she makes me look like an amateur.
Yes, I work in obscurity, though, with the sheep, so you're getting out. I'm doing other things.
I'll tell you something, Colleen. It's the only time I've ever stopped at someone's house and I've been woken up by the sheep. Never had that before.
Probably a cockerel or a chicken, but not a sheep, eh?
I don't know, you wouldn't know this kind. When I first started, kept to was at yours, I just slept through till 11 o'clock the next morning because I'd like been so tired after the night before. Because the thing was, then, when I was coming down from through Cork, I stopped at a hotel and I had got about 2 hours sleep the night before because of the faulty drainage. I was like, I got woken up at 11 o'clock in the morning, my sheep rambling some fence.
Yes. Our sheep out front. I had a stampede the other day, which was interesting. I'm serious. There was a stampede outside the front door, and I opened it, and there were probably 20 or 30 sheep. They'd gotten into the garden and panicked. And, of course, well, my plants didn't do very well with that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I totally think I'm generally quite surprised with all your music. We don't hear things like sound effects of sheep cropping up every time.
Well, I'll tell you something. We haven't been to the point before this place to actually set up and get such great sound recordings of sheep. But now that they're so close, you might hear it somewhere. You know me, Andy. I like to use everything.
Yeah, it's like the old saying, like I do, throw everything, including the kitchen sink.
Exactly. If it makes a good sound, why not?
Oh, well, I'm clean. I'm sorry, Kai, I've got another question there for you as well I didn't ask before.
Sure.
Okay, right. Back to a slightly more serious question now.
Okay.
I know viewers wouldn't know this, but partly through my own pestering, I know that the four Dark World International acts have all been busy remixing the industrial metal band Nine Inch Nails over the summer and autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on your perspective, did you think your approach changed doing remixes than doing original songs in relation to do need remixes?
My approach from like doing my music?
Yeah,
my
doing remixes, yeah. No, doing remixes rather than doing your own tracks. Did your actual approach change from doing your own tracks than when you're doing remixes? Do you find how did it compare? That's a better way to put it.
Well, the remixes were much easier. I'll tell you that. Sometimes being in the studio, especially this is not true when I work with my brother and Dean Psychotic because we write very well and very quickly together. But when I do my solo work, sometimes I do feel like I bang my head against the wall a bit because I, what do I want here? I don't know. The remixes were not like that. You told me about the whole thing. The idea was to go out to the Nine Inch Nails site, and there were various pieces that you could download and then put back up remixes. So there was a lot of stuff from Nine Inch Nails to work with, sounds and sometimes melodies and words. So there was a lot less thought on my part as an artist of what am I going to do, because it was more what am I going to add to what's already here rather than what am I going to create out of nothing. And the pressure is very different when you you have nothing and it's just, okay, I need a song to fill this section of the album up, and you have nothing written, not a lyric, not a note, and it's start from scratch. That's a lot of pressure, or I find it to be a lot of pressure. The Nine Inch Nails, there was just an awful lot to work with. Some of the stuff, some of the sounds we used and some we didn't, depending on, you know, what we wanted to put in and what we thought was a good original track and what we thought was a bad original track. Andy, we talked about that. So yeah, there was a lot of stuff to work there, work with. And of course, Nine Inch Nails music is quite different from what we do. Trent Reznor uses a lot of noise elements in his music. So actually, as an artist, I found it very enlightening, and it gave me a lot of ideas to add and do things with my own music, because I thought, oh, gee, listen to that buried sound he's got there. That's odd. That's really a nothing sound. But listen to how it adds to the whole thing. Gave me a chance to look at and deconstruct what he did. I learned a lot from that.
What I want to go on to, because we've got 10 minutes, and I don't really want to carry on if Andy's got to, you know, got to come off air in 10 minutes. I want to just go on to claim ignorance.
Oh, excellent.
Hi, you never heard about the problems I had last time we were on the show, and I was about half an hour late on because of riots on the trains.
Oh. Right, okay, I'll tell you what's happened. There was no sound, I'll tell you why, because I muted myself. I didn't really want to, you know, cough or, you know, do any grunting,
oh.
You know, over the air. But I just wanted to go over quickly that I have some really excellent news. Last week, Mark and I were talking about him not being featured, and I'm really, really pleased. He's got some really good news. He's now a featured host, and I'm so pleased for Mark, because he's had hundreds of really good guests. And I said last week, right, you've got to give Alan Levy a really good present this Christmas. Now make sure you do, and write to him and say, Alan Levy, you must remember me, please, please, please remember my name. And guess what? He's a featured host, and I'm so pleased for him. I am really pleased. And that's why I wanted to mention that on air. No, what it is, Mark, sorry about that. I muted myself because I didn't really want to grunt over Kyle Ira's music, which is excellent, excellent. So, yes, I'm so pleased for Mark. Congratulations to Mark. He's now a featured host, which he really deserves, just as you deserve your music, Andy. You're the Cinderella. You know, I was talking to you about Cinderella. I tell you, no one deserves to have a music award or some kind of advance in music and poetry than you. You're welcome, Mark. You're welcome, Andy. And you're welcome, Kyle Ira.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so Alan Levy is just brilliant. He's made Mark a featured host, which is all that matters, because Mark deserves it as much as you deserve your poetry, Andy, and Kyle Ira, her music. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mark.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, nice one, Mark. I wave my hat to you.
Yeah, wave my hat to you, Mark. So Mark was saying, I was watching a modern interpretation of Snow White before the show. What's that supposed to mean?
I'm not sure of a woman, no.
We're the seven dwarfs, are we, Andy, to Kyle Ira? No.
I know what... I'll email over to both of you. A very rude joke I had sent me about that the other week, actually. No way am I reading that on there. In fact, on my mobile, anyway, so... It's one to make you blush, shall we say, isn't it?
Yep. Better to email that then.
Yes, I think definitely so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to be known as the one that gets LSPC reviews taken off air for.
Oh no, Alan Levy wouldn't like that now, would you, Alan Levy? No, I don't think so. No, Mark says someone was listening to your show last week, and I wrote back in the chat room and said, yeah, I know Alan Levy listens to my show, not publicly, but he makes sure he listens to everybody's show.
Oh.
Yeah, you see
wow.
What I mean?
Hang on. If he's listened to everybody at the show, no disrespect to the gentleman.
Yes.
Does he ever leave his house?
Well, you're lucky you aren't a host, Andy, because I'm sure the next day you're gonna get some kind of comeuppance.
Probably would, actually.
It
would be the first to have caused controversy in this show. No, sorry, Alan.
No, but I'm really pleased to Mark. And Andy, you know, I hope the pasties and poetry and pasties go down well. And Carlara, the music as well, really looking forward to that CD that you did. It was like, you know, a send-off from the show that we talked about your CD, you know, doing a CD. So I'm really pleased about that too, aren't you, Andy?
Oh, yes, I'm delighted over that. I always am with music. Particularly, neither of you girls come on to post and pasties in person, because Gary's cooking homemade pasties at the moment, he is. Both of poles and pasties.
I've done a special
threatening at the moment, Vindaloo pasties.
Right, so we've got 8.5 seconds. I'd like to thank you both, Andy and Carlyra, yes, for coming on the show. You've been absolutely wonderful as usual. And I'll speak to you both next week.
That would be wonderful.
Again, good night, girls.
Lovely. Good night. Good night, Andy. Good night, Carlyra. Good night, Mark.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for joining me.
All right, thank you.
Talk
to you next week.
Yes, good night.
Yeah, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Yes, good night. Right. That was Carlyra and Andy N and Mark in the chat room. Really, really nice. Had a really, really good evening tonight. And really good news for Mark. He really deserves this featured spot, because he's just done so much work, as much as Andy, Carlyra and everybody else. Right, that leaves me to say goodnight to you all. Keep listening, and I'll speak to you soon. And don't forget, it's Carlyra and Andy N on next week. And Mark in the chat room. Good night, all.